welcome to All Steelers Talk, your home for everything Pittsburgh Steelers, presented by AllSteelers.com.
Hello and welcome, everybody, to another COVID, not really happy about it, but we're going to figure it out, episode of All Steelers Talk. We're your favorite podcast host at Noah Strackbine, joined every Tuesday, Thursday, but it's Christmas week, so Tuesday, Wednesday, with my man Donnie Drew. Donnie, how's it out there in Arizona?
Cold, but not compared to you guys, so I'll probably just shut my mouth when it comes to weather. So,
what is cold?
All right, actually, I lied. It's not like cold. It's 72 right now.
What is it? It's not cold.
I'm in a hoodie though. Peep me.
It's really not that cold outside in Pittsburgh right now. It's 30 degrees, and it's like you could like walk outside and be like, "Oh, it's chilly," but like nothing crazy. Yeah. 72 degrees. I'd go swimming in 72 degrees.
Probably, yeah. But you also have to remember, like, my blood is thinned out to the point where, like, I'm used to, like, 120 degree heat.
No. Yeah. Look, I'm excited for you. I'm happy for you. I'm glad that you're a lizard now and you're part iguana, whatever the things are, the big snakes that are out there. We got a lot to talk about. And before we do dive into the Steelers and Chiefs, absolutely crazy, concerning COVID outbreak that has happened the last 48 hours. We got to talk about something that just happened recently. It's not good for the Steelers. Me and you talked about this a little bit yesterday. Did Chase Claypool get benched during the Titans game? The last time he appeared in the game was like 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Well, according to Pittsburgh Post-Gazette's Jerry Dulac, great source usually, it looks like Chase did apparently get benched during that game after an argument with an assistant coach on the sideline. I mean, there's really only one question to ask here. Is it another addition to the concerning things that is Chase Claypool?
Really quick before we start, shout out to Freddie in the chat.
Oh, Tama. Yeah.
Big no shout problem. Out to Freddie. Appreciate you. I feel like this might be because it's already like in the past and happened. I feel like that news coming out definitely makes Sunday worse, but just like Chase Claypool's future in general isn't really impacted by like the recent developments or like reports by Dulac. Obviously, like, we're not too big fans of Chase Claypool on this podcast, but you definitely try to give him benefit of the doubt, you know, especially whenever, you know,
we're biased or we're unbiased. We just report the facts and we react on the facts.
Right.
Sometimes the facts don't lead us down paths where we're real happy about people, but that's the path that we choose. Keep going.
This stuff coming out doesn't like change my opinion on Chase Claypool at all. It gives reason to why we didn't see Chase a whole lot down stretch of that game. If at all, I mean, I believe you said that James Washington outsnapped Chase Claypool in the in the second half, didn't he? Yeah.
I think he outsnapped him the whole game. But my thing is, like, I get that it's got to be serious enough where because arguments on the sideline happen all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it's serious enough where you're getting benched, something was said. And I think that's where it gets a little bit concerning. Like, people are going to argue, that's totally fine. Like, it's a football game. There's a lot of emotions. There's a lot of testosterone going on in that sideline. But to get to a point where you said something or something happened where the coach is like, nah, you crossed a line, that's a bit concerning. Like you said, it doesn't change anything for the future, but it does add on to the list. Like, the Steelers are going to go back in this next year, and they're going to say, okay, what has Chase done? Because they're going to start evaluating his future next season. When they look at this year, it's a lot of, I'm not totally sure yet. So that means next season, Chase has got to have a phenomenal year, or he's got to mature a little bit, take that next step of maturity. I don't know. I agree with you. It's nothing like crazy, but it is something to report.
Do you remember any other time a Steelers receiver got benched for something similar? Because I really can't.
Did Antonio Brown get benched for throwing the water?
No. Antonio Brown ran his mouth time after time on the sideline, threw Gatorade coolers left to right, but he didn't get benched. One, because he's the best receiver in the league at the time, and he was actually producing on the field. And, you know, the Steelers offense really could not afford to have him missing. Whereas Chase Claypool gets benched, all of a sudden the Steelers are able to pull out a victory, you know?
I mean, yeah, I'm not going to – Chris Boswell won that game for the Steelers. But I do agree with that point of, like, Antonio Brown did a lot and played a lot until that – honestly, that last week against Cincinnati. maybe that's the division here. That's where the line is. Chase Claypool is not that guy. He's not a top tier receiver, at least not yet. So it's just, it's a list. You know what I mean? Antonio Brown's like, where you didn't even look at the list until you had to look back at the list. You know what I mean? And so you were like, oh my gosh, he threw furniture at kids and grandpas and fake COVID cards and the Las Vegas Raiders thing that people just don't even remember. There's a ton of things, but you didn't get there. You know what I mean? Like, people weren't talking about throwing the Gatorade cooler, like, along with 15 other things at the time. That was like the beginning of like, okay, maybe Antonio Brown's really just kind of been a little bit of a scumbag from time to time his whole career. You know, Chase Claypool, it's like, okay, it's year two, man, relax. Like, we've hit a point where you already have a list. We're checking your list every single time. It's going to start becoming negative.
Yo, Steelers freak, we had the exact same question on Tuesday. How did he get no catches?
12 receiving yards, zero receptions. Zero receptions. I don't understand what's going on.
I didn't even tell you.
He's
that good. He's that good.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it is, you know? That's it. We've gotten to the point where Chase Claypool is coming up with yards without catches. It's a good time. Look, it's not a big deal for right now. It's something I think in the offseason we're going to talk about it a lot more. We could dive real deep into, you know, where is Chase Claypool with this organization? Where is Chase Claypool going to go with this organization? We do have to talk about the COVID, though. Lots and lots of COVID happening. The Chiefs are up to 13 guys, I believe. I think it's 13 still. Josh Gordon got removed, I believe. Willie Gay got removed. This is the list. It's long, and it includes some names. Chris Jones, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill's in there, Harrison Buckner's in there, Kyle Long, which, you know, doesn't start, but Kyle Long's still in there. Nick Bolton, their rookie, is in there. Chavarius Ward is in there. There's a lot of big names. Meanwhile, the Steelers have Devin Bush, Marcus Allen, Zach Banner, and practice squad guy Malcolm Pridgeon in there. Monte Adams, too, but that's from last week. Do you think that this game gets played on Tuesday? Is this the beginning of, here we go again with the Bills last season or the Titans last season?
This game probably gets moved. Like, this game probably gets moved, especially if there's more COVID tests added to the list. I'm counting 12 on this list right now, and obviously there's some big names, guys like Chris Jones, Travis Kelce, and Tyreek Hill being some of the 12 names. Then obviously Devin Bush for the Steelers and a couple of other contributors as well. I'm not one of those people that's really adamant on the NFL pushing the game back because some of the star players are missing, because we've seen time and time again that, you know, the NFL is going to make you play if you have enough, you know, people to go and if they feel like it's safe. That being said, though, a lot of guys missing 3 weeks away from the playoffs. Both the Steelers and the Chiefs need to win this game. There's a lot riding for both teams on here. So, I mean, I really feel like the NFL might take the precautionary approach and push this game back. I mean, they had no problem moving the 3 games back from last week. The NFL would much rather push a game back to like a Tuesday or like a Monday than just like pause the entire like NFL for a week, or even like cancel a game, just, you know, have it break down to a winning percentage from there. I mean, the NFL loves its money. They're going to play their game regardless. And the Steelers freak point, yeah, I mean, there weren't no more positive tests today for the Chiefs. 50-50.
It's a good sign. It is 50-50. It's a good sign that the Chiefs did not test positive today, but today the Steelers outbreak started. That's how it ended. The Chiefs stopped, which they did end up putting somebody on the COVID list. Like, it was reported early in the day that there was no more positive tests, and then later in the day, I believe that they added one more. Andy Reid said today that he hasn't heard from the league that they're considering a change. That's obviously a good thing. Mike Tomlin talked on Tuesday before all this really started. He didn't really know what was going on. Maybe they'll talk to Tomlin tomorrow. I'm not 100% we'll talk to Tomlin tomorrow. It's tough to see. You address pretty much everything. So let me just ask, like, is it a better – I don't even know how to approach this. Do the Steelers get upset if it's moved? Like, at this point, this is definitely a competitive advantage to the Pittsburgh Steelers, which the NFL does not want to happen. They don't want a game to be moved to – because of a competitive advantage. But when half your team's out, I mean, and it's spreading as fast as it's spreading within the NFL, you know, if it moves, can the Steelers Are you upset if you're the Steelers? How upset are you of the Steelers? Because, like I just said, the Chiefs are definitely less of a team, a more realistic victory for the Steelers right now than they are in 5-6 days when everybody comes back.
I completely agree. So let me touch on a couple things first. About an hour ago, Field EH reported that offensive tackle Mike Remmers was added to the COVID list while Josh Gordon was activated off of it. Also, kicker Harrison Butker is unvaccinated, so he will miss a guaranteed 10 games, not games, days.
Days.
10 days, no matter what. Whenever it comes to the Steelers and having the quote-unquote competitive advantage, no, I remember last year where Steelers played, what was it, 3 games in 12 days? COVID had their bye week moved to week 4?
Week four.
Wild. Focusing back in on this upcoming weekend, if I'm playing for the Steelers and we aren't ourselves on a COVID outbreak, I'm being a little bit irritated because, you know, you do want to go win this game. And the Chiefs right now are definitely not at full strength. You're trying to make a playoff push. I mean, a win in Kansas City will do wonders for setting yourself up for a very nice last 2 week stretch in the AFC North. Also, at the same time, though, what's the difference between the game being pushed back to like a Monday or a Tuesday? The reason for this is not so teams can get their players back fully healthy, you know, or get more healthy, right? It's to prevent COVID outbreaks. If one team has a COVID outbreak, the chance of them playing another team and spreading COVID to the other 53 guys on the active roster and the entire coaching staff, anybody else on the sideline, very, very big. I'm not sure 1 or 2 days is going to make a very big difference and, you know, kind of concealing the spread of the outbreak. But in terms of the Steelers being upset about it and then being at a advantage or a disadvantage, one thing that could work in their favor, they won't have to play on as short of a week because remember, they do play on Monday night against the Cleveland Browns next week as well. So they already have the extra day of rest and preparation already kind of slotted in the schedule for them.
True. Didn't think about the Monday night game. With this Omicron variant or Omnican variant, I don't know what it's called. The new variant spreads like wildfire, apparently. We were supposed to talk to Marcus Allen hours before his positive test came back. I was a little thankful on that one. At some point, dramatic things are going to happen. I think that the NFL has to just admit that. You know, like, we're going to run into games where a lot of key guys are out. How close are we to – where's the line? How close are we to going an NFL game without two starting quarterbacks? I mean, Patrick Mahomes and Ben Roethlisberger get COVID in 2 days. As fast as this is spreading, that's a possibility. Does the NFL say, nope, yep, we can't, we're going to push it back? Or at some point, the NFL's got to make the decision. Delay a lot of this or just push through it. I don't know what direction they'll go.
I think it's too late to kind of delay anything. You know, it's in the crunch time of playoffs. I mean, I think.
But that's what I mean. I mean, what if a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers, what if Ben Roethlisberger tests positive? Yep. Freddie.
Obviously. Yep.
Obviously. T's and P's always to every single one of them. But what if we run into a situation where Ben Roethlisberger tests positive or reverse it? Patrick Mahomes tests positive Saturday. Okay, along with like 7 other players. The Pittsburgh Steelers now have a real, real shot to go beat them and stay competitive in this playoff thing.
Yeah, but the NFL's got to push through that. If they test positive on Saturday night, they're supposed to play Sunday morning, not a chance in hell they're playing that game.
Okay, Friday. Say it's Friday. Say it's like a realistic time zone where like Sunday could still happen. Is a name that big? Like you just got to say no. We're pushing through it.
I really don't think the NFL looks at names. I really don't.
No? So what happened? What moved? What's the situation then? Because even if they don't look at names, where does the line have to be drawn? Or not drawn, but like where's the line for the NFL? Like where is this game postponed because of?
I think it has to reach like a certain amount of like players or like a certain amount of like contact tracing has to be like established to where it's deemed unsafe and they have to like push it back a couple of days. But like I said earlier, even then, I'm not really sure how much damage control you can do at that point.
No, and I don't think you could do any of it. Not with this new thing, it feels like. I mean, what's the NFL at? It's at 200. It had 75 in the last 2 days or something. again.
There was a 3-day stretch last week where it hit like 100, didn't it?
150. Wow. At one time, the NFL had almost, or I believe just over, 200 positive COVID cases. Like, that's crazy. And you think that, and if that's the beginning, imagine in a week from now. That's what I'm trying to get at. I know we don't know the answers, but this could get absolutely absurd, like to the point where something's got to happen.
Bottom line, though, if I'm the Steelers and his game gets pushed back, probably a little upset. I understand it, but yeah,
So here's the question: can they beat them? If this goes as it is, players are out who are out currently. Can the Pittsburgh Steelers? If Patrick Mahomes is still playing. You know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire still playing. No Travis Kelce.
No Tyreek Hill. No Chris Jones.
Is it a win for the Steelers? Because it really wasn't.
I would say it's a win. It's looking a lot better, though. I mean, it's still the Kansas City Chiefs. It's still a very, very good coaching staff in Kansas City. It's still at Arrowhead. You still got Patty Mahomes slinging a football for them. I mean, really anything can happen. It's not like Kansas City's defense has been dynamite by any stretch of the imagination, but Steelers' offense hasn't exactly looked phenomenal on that end of the field anyway. So, yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, not playing a guy like Chris Jones against a very, very average Steelers offensive line right now should help the Steelers establish the running game a little bit more. You know, I'm sure Najee Harris is definitely glad to not see that dude on the field. Not having to account for two of the top weapons in the NFL at their respective positions in Tyreek and in Travis Kelce, it's got to save Mike Tomlin hours of sleep per night, right?
Oh, yeah. I think that this is a real possibility, and I think that's full circle here. You know, the answer is yes. The Pittsburgh Steelers can definitely beat the Kansas City Chiefs right now. Will they? That's a totally different question. We have no idea if the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to show up until 3 minutes and 30 seconds into the third quarter. At that moment, things start to get rolling. You know, it's not like an instant spark, but like the defense gets a three and out, and you're just like, okay. Okay. And then it's another three and out, and you're just like, okay. And it's like, and then it's a turnover, and you're like, okay, let's get it going here. And then boom, 7 field goals later, this is a 13-7 game. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are walking away victorious. That's sadly super true. I think that they could win. And, you know, we won't know that. And there's a lot of developing stuff that's going to happen. Me and Derek will be on here tomorrow. Should probably tell everybody that me and Derek will be on here tomorrow for Fridays with Derek the Kid. Thursday with Derek the Kid this week. Yeah, everybody could go and enjoy their Christmas. Do you think that the season at any point gets postponed, or do you think we're good to go?
I think we're way too deep in that. I think the new NFL COVID protocols kind of put the onus on the players and the teams where, you know, it's 3 weeks until the postseason. Guys, like, either you have your stuff together or you're not going to play and you're probably going to have to forfeit. It is what it is. And the new protocols make it easier for somebody who is vaccinated to kind of advance through the process. Now I believe you only have to test negative twice before the game in order to play if you are fully vaccinated.
I don't even know what the things are. I tried to read that memo like 3 times. And like, I know what they are, like, but I couldn't tell you the exact tests. I know that you have to, you know, but even how they get tested, like, I don't know what they mean by spot screening. You know, they're just coming up and they're just like, from what I heard, it was just random guys. But then like, there's no way that the Kansas City Chiefs are like, all right, you're going to test Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill and Chris Jones this week. And the Pittsburgh Steelers were like, yeah, Zach Banner and Marcus Allen, you can go ahead and test those guys and we'll just keep the rest of them off the field. Like, there's no – I don't understand. Like, that's not how that worked, you know? And it feels like these new protocols just make no sense to me. I don't know. I don't know what to expect in the next couple of weeks. I think they tried to stop it, and here we are.
They tried. At the end of the day, there's way too much money to be made. They're not going to postpone anything.
No, I totally agree. We'll be – I won't be, but unless Steelers are there. But a lot of people will be in L.A., good old Super Bowl – what year is this? Super Bowl 54, 55, 65?
Might be 55.
Might be 55. I have no idea.
Actually, no, that's not right. That can't be right.
No? What's the Super Bowl?
I'm looking.
Freddie, Merry Christmas to you as well.
Merry Christmas.
And everybody else out there. We appreciate everybody. We should probably. What is it?
It's LVI. I'm trying to remember what that is in Roman numerals.
I have no idea. I don't know what V is.
I dropped out of community college. L.
All right, well, Donnie's looking this up. Thank you, guys. Thank you, every single person who watches the show. We are so appreciative of every single one of you. And the things that are coming in 2022 are going to be awesome. And we're very excited about it. Starting with maybe a little jersey giveaway, because everybody deserves something, and we feel like we got to give a little bit back to you guys. Plus, you know, some charity events. We got a lot cooking up in 2022 that we're very excited for. None of it's possible without you guys. We love you all, and we're very, very appreciative just to coming on and listen to us talk some football. And
56. Yeah. Super Bowl.
56.
Yep.
Why do I feel like – yeah, I guess that would make sense. Super Bowl 43 is the last time the Steelers won, which is – Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Time, man. It's crazy. It's a crazy thing. I feel like this is the age. You know what I mean? 25 and things are just starting to feel either crazy far away from me or like way too close. And I'm just like, let's relax. Let's relax. All right, Donnie. Let's get out of here, but let's get out of here with some picks. With some crazy week. We just watched football yesterday. And we're on picking games this week today. That's a phenomenal week of football.
Yeah.
Phenomenal, phenomenal week of football. We're going to start with the Pittsburgh Steelers picks and bets. I know right now is a very, very difficult time to do that. We have a lot of questions. And, you know, maybe me – I might have to switch my answer tomorrow when me and Derek jump on here, because a lot could happen. A lot could happen. The Pittsburgh Steelers right now currently are 8.5-point dogs to the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium with a 44.5 over-under. What are you feeling? How are you feeling?
I like the Steelers, okay, but I like them with the spread. I, for whatever reason, I still really like Kansas City playing at home. I'm not too sold on the Steelers' ability to beat a team like Kansas City. Granted, nope. Chiefs have not been the spectacular number one AFC seed that we've expected them to be this year, but a lot of the chess pieces are still there. And that kind of plays into my point. Some of the chess pieces that are still there won't be there on Sunday. Guys like Chris Jones, Kelce Hill, that changes a lot. But in order to win the game, I do still respect Andy Reid as a head coach, as a play caller, to get something going. You still have a freak of nature in Patrick Mahomes slinging the quarterback for him. The Steelers still can't stop the run. Now they're missing Devin Bush. Not great. Not great all right, at all. Well, so I'll take the Steelers with the spread. What's the 8.5 is what you said?
8.5.
And the what was the over under?
44.5.
I'll take the under on that. I'll go Chiefs 23, Steelers 13. Actually, no.
That does not cover the spread.
Yeah, it does not. I'll go 21-13 Chiefs.
21-13 Chiefs. Whew, that's a low-scoring game for the Chiefs.
It is.
Let me ask this before I give my prediction. Where do you put Andy Reid in your top head coaches ever?
He's up there. He's up there for sure.
Top 10? Top 5? Oh, where do you put him? Is Bill Belichick absolutely number one to you?
He has to be.
Okay, who's number two? That's tough, right?
Right now?
Yeah.
Right now, probably Matt LaFleur.
All righty.
We're talking right now.
Okay. Yeah, currently. Where's Andy Reid? Where's Andy Reid? I kind of like that pick. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Where's Andy Reid right now?
Just like in general, right?
Yeah, in general. I was thinking in general, but right now is a good, I feel like a better time frame. I feel like Andy Reid top 10 maybe ever. Right now, maybe like number three. He might be number two. He might be a disrespected number two. A little bit.
He might be, because like number two is where you get those conversations with guys like Tomlin, Reed, LaFleur starting to step up. Like McVay was in there for a little bit, but like not really.
Yeah. Quick conversation.
People want to throw Pete Carroll in there, but it's like, okay, sure. Cliff Kingsbury was there for 7 weeks, the first seven weeks of the year, but now he's nowhere to be found.
True. I'd say I like the LaFleur pick, but I feel like Andy Reid is a people forget about the Eagles days. You know, this is not the first time. This is not the first rodeo.
Championship games, man.
That's what I'm saying. For Andy Reid has been around a minute, doing a lot of great things. So, Freddie coming in here with some hot takes, jumped right out, came right back in, was like, "No, guys, sorry, Chuck Noll, greatest coach ever." I would say easily, maybe top top five easy. I don't know. I'd have to like really break that one down. Yeah. It's a great conversation to have. All right. My picks. 8.5. 44.5. I don't, this stinks, but I'm going to go with the Chiefs on this one. I think 8.5 is, you know, I just don't trust the Steelers to score enough points to keep up with the Chiefs to not turn this into a blowout. I don't think it's going to be a blowout, but I think it's got a lot of potential to be a blowout. Like
it can be.
Yeah. Like I could see the Chiefs scoring 28 points and like the Steelers, like staying competitive, but not, you know, like 28 points throughout a whole game for the Kansas City Chiefs could be like four plays. And then the rest of the game, they get completely shut down. But like, I don't trust that the Steelers could score typically, that many points.
Yeah, but that's with guys like Tyreek and Kelce on the field too. Crisley. And yeah, but those guys can like go to distance. And nobody else scares me. The only thing I'm kind of holding my breath on is McCole Hardman's speed. Because like,
that's what I'm saying. There's some guys.
There's nobody in the secondary that can really keep up with him. So.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's true. All righty. I'm going to switch this one up. Ah, you just got me there. I was so convinced. And then, all right. I am. I'm going to switch this one up. You're right. You're 100% right. I'm trying to give way too much credit to guys like something Pringle and Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Damian Williams and, you know, the seventh running back that they somehow pull out.
They're good all the players. Time.
They're good players, but they're not that. I got it. They're not that team. I agree with you. All right. I'll go. I like the points in Pittsburgh, 8.5. I like a little bit higher of a score, though. I'm going to say 17. No. I'm going to say 24. Yeah, 24-17 we'll go.
Okay.
You know, lose by a touchdown. Maybe Ben's got a chance at the end or something. You know, Patrick Mahomes comes through. 24-17, I like that one. Like I said, I'm right from the jump, I admit it. This could all change tomorrow. If you get 12 absolutely. More positive COVID tests, I could be like, all right, Pittsburgh, money line, take it right now. Lots of money. And if you're, you know, a risky man, a gambling girl, maybe you do that right now when they're plus 300. Who knows? All right. Donnie, you won some people money last week. The Arizona Cardinals lost some people money last week. That's not my fault. That's the Arizona Cardinals. They're frauds. I get it. I led people in bad directions, but we're going to be better this week. Football was last night, and we're already picking bets again today. I'm going to remind everybody about that about 100 times. Let's jump into our picks. Good old Donnie here. Lock of the week, stretch of the week. What do you got? How you feeling? Let's hear your picks.
Lock of the week. I almost went to spread here in this game. I got a nice little two-leg Christmas Day special for you guys. Packers money line over the Browns -350. I know that's kind of high, but looking for locks, right? Not looking for maybes, not looking for possiblys. We're looking for locks. Locks, Noah Stackmine. You're going to get it right here. Packers money line over the Browns. If you're fancying the 7.5-point spread, I also kind of like that as well. But just in terms of locks, can't get no better than a good old money line. No way the Browns march into Lambeau Field and beat the Green Bay Packers. It doesn't matter who's playing quarterback. It doesn't matter who's on or off the COVID list. I just really can't see that happening, especially with the Packers trying to lock up the number one seed in the NFC. Going over to the stretch of the week, the same day, a couple hours later, the Indianapolis Colts marching into State Farm Stadium, money line over the Cardinals +100. If you guys want this, I would really suggest getting in on it right now because the line has moved from 2.5 to 1. I really think it might swing in the Colts' favor right on that like game day morning, game day afternoon leading up to kickoff. So if you really like the Colts in this game, Cardinals coming off back-to-back losses, they're not looking like the team they were at the beginning of the season. They lost DeAndre Hopkins. They apparently don't like handing the ball off to James Conner now. Really weird idea. Can't stop the run. Jonathan Taylor coming in, the hottest running back in the league. There's just a lot going in the Colts' favor right here. So I like the money line over the Cardinals at +100.
James Conner needs to win me a fantasy game. I squeaked by on my fantasy league this week. I beat the top seed 78-69. Worst fantasy football playoff game I've ever seen in my whole entire life. If I could run through the names that disappointed, insane. He got half of his points from Cooper Kupp. The other half. Week before, he put up over 100. Sweating. sweating. I was sitting there dying because he had the Tuesday night. He had Cooper Kupp, Devontae Smith, Rashad Penny, and Terry McLaurin. Nobody did anything except for Cooper Kupp. Phenomenal day for me. Long night. I like your picks, like your bets. I'm going to take over a little bit. I'm going to switch it to the other GOAT quarterback in the NFL. Okay. Maybe the GOAT of all time. Maybe by the time this is all over, Aaron Rodgers sneaks his way in there. We don't know. It's another GOAT conversation we should probably have at some point in our lives. My lock of the week, look it. The Carolina Panthers, they were fun. It was cool. Cam Newton yelled, "I'm back." Thought it was a little premature. Found out it was very premature. Since then, dumpster fire, okay? And it's just going to get worse. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are easily going to beat the Carolina Panthers by 10. This isn't even going to be close. They're coming off a 9-0 loss to the Saints, Donnie. 9-0. It was the first time since I was 6 years old. 6 years old that Tom Brady has been cut or has been shut out in a game. There is zero chance he's not going to put up 40, 50 points in this game. Carolina Panthers will be switching quarterbacks four times because Cam Newton's going to start. He's going to throw an interception. They're going to give it to Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold's not going to be hot. It's going to be bad. 10-point spread over the Panthers. 110, lock it in. My stretch of the week gets a little, maybe a little ballsy, maybe a little bit of a stretch here, but I'm feeling real good about it because Miami Dolphins, it is a bit of a stretch, especially if you watched, you know, if you're feeling good about the Saints 9-point win over the Bucs, whatever, it's the Saints and the Bucs. I feel like that's a game of its own. The Miami Dolphins are hot right now. They're 7. They won their last 7 games, 6 games, something like that. They're only plus 3 for plus 100 right now. I have that wrong on the screen, and I do apologize for that. The line might have actually changed by the time we made these graphics. They're plus 100 right now for plus 3 versus the Saints. It's Monday Night Football. Tua is going to do something. I don't know if they're going to win. Okay. And that's why I didn't go money line, because I felt good about the money line. And I was like, nah, I also feel real good about the under on the 38.5. Like, and that's a very low under, and I feel real good about it. But just to keep it within 3, like, I could easily see this game ending 10-9. Easily. That's how bad both offenses are, but how good both teams can be at times. I think it's a big defensive game. Dolphins plus 3. Sweat it out on Monday night. Feel good about it. Plus 100 odds. You got to love it. I'm feeling good about this week's bets, man. I'm feeling good.
Definitely, yeah. And looking forward to earning some people some more money on Christmas Day. What a better day to get some extra cash, too.
How much do you have to lose on Christmas Day to be real, to just have it ruin your holiday? Because chances are a lot of people are going to lose money on Christmas Day. Myself probably included. Yourself probably included. But like, how much money you got to lose? Look, and I lose money my FanDuel account or my SI Sportsbook account or my DraftKings account might be a little higher at the end of the day, but it's like $20 sometimes, opposed to like, you know.
Win is a win.
But yep. Like you lose it, like, you know, like it doesn't start at a $20. Like you'll win like $150 and then you're just like, all right. And then next thing you finish the day, you're like, I made $10.
If you want to hear about bad Christmases really quick, shout out to my boy Richie, because I was playing him a few years ago in our fantasy football championship game. So he lost that to me on the same day that the Ravens, and he's a diehard Ravens fan, the same day the Antonio Brown immaculate stretch happened, which lost the Ravens the division to the Steelers on Christmas Day in prime time. That's about as bad as a Christmas I've ever seen anybody have.
That's a rough one. Like that's it. But like, imagine on top of that, you just bet like $100, $200, $1,000. And imagine if you had bets on stacked on top of bets that the Ravens would win the division. You're going to be a
maniac to do that.
Look it. People do it, man. People do it. Don't act like people don't do it. There's a lot of people out there that are constantly betting sports. We both work with plenty of them.
I took the Steelers win total to be 9 this year, and like that Lions tie is really going to come back to bite me.
It might. It really will. Unless more COVID happens and somehow they pull this one out. You never know. Yeah. We'll be back tomorrow. Me and Derek. Well, Derek the Kid, Thursdays. Thursdays with Derek the Kid this week so that everybody could go enjoy their Christmas. Thank you, everybody, for jumping on to another episode of All Steelers Talk. Make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube at All Steelers Talk and check us out on Twitter at Nostrack, at Don Droon. See you tomorrow.